Well, there's an old saying that resonates with all sorts of things in life. Never say die. For all money, the expectation was that the Rosebery Toorak Football Club, after a poor on-field season, could have disbanded and become another football statistic. Not for Duncan Murphitt and his colleagues. The club is rebounding, recruiting and rebuilding. And Duncan joins me now on the line. Duncan, how are you going?
Good, thanks, Michael.
And you've just played nine holes of golf, and you're not going to play too many more because there's a bit of rain about.
Yes, the rain has set in now, I think, so I don't reckon we'll venture back out.
Yes, it's been unprecedented, hasn't it? I mean, during the football season, you played during the footy season, and we just seemed to cop a really wet winter, didn't we?
Yeah, I don't think I've ever seen the Rosebery Golf Course as wet for as long. Certainly, it had days where it's been really, really wet, but just sort of starts to dry out, and then we get another downpour of rain for 2 or 3 days, so it's just soaked.
Well, let's talk about the Rosebery Toorak Football Club, a club that's very, very close to your heart. Last year, the season wasn't one that you would have preferred, with quite a disappointing year for the club. But I tell you what, there's one thing that is for certain: you're on the way back, and I think it's called the 2022 rebuild, and you've really started to make some solid inroads. Can you tell us about what's happened since the football season has finished and probably started before the football season finished?
Yes, certainly. Probably halfway through this year, at the club, we recognised that we just couldn't continue the way it was. We committed to the NWFA to field two sides for the year, and so our first objective was to do that, and we did that thanks to a number of blokes doubling up, but obviously it became very clear that unless we did something, we weren't going to survive. Our reason for playing was to give the young local blokes a chance to play football, but really it's becoming counterproductive if we had to ask them to play two games every week. So as a club, we thought, well, let's get out, put the word out, and start talking to blokes and see who we can get, and through that process we were really lucky in that ex-Rosebery boys, really, in Sam Moore and Simon Ackley, put their hands up and said, we'll co-coach. And with them, with that announcement, there have been quite a few other players putting their hand up to come and play, which has been fantastic.
And I guess the love of football is still there. We saw the Queenstown Crows take off the Darwin Football Association flag, and I suppose you look at the way you were going and compared that to the way Queenstown were going, and that must have been a real determination for you too. Not in a way that you wouldn't have liked what happened with Queenstown, because it's absolutely brilliant that a West Coast club has won a flag, but you would have had in the back of your mind, well, okay, this is where we need to get.
Certainly. The decline in the population on the West Coast,
Might get you to take one step to your left or right, Duncan, because you're just dropping out a little bit.
How's that?
Yeah, that's a lot better.
Okay. With the decline in local sports rosters, it sort of became, well, it's very rare for young blokes to get the chance to play sport, so it was really important, and I think it's really important that we've got two competitive clubs on the West Coast. Like, it's fantastic to see Queenstown season this year and being successful in both grades, and certainly that is the competitiveness that we as a club aspire for.
And you, not only did you stop at obviously getting co-coaches with Sam and also Simon, but there are other players that have committed to the club, and I saw some news: Logan James, Adam French. There are a couple that have come on board. So you've really starting to build something on top of what you had, and hopefully you don't lose any players that played with the club last year.
Yeah, certainly. Like, our first announcement this year was at Will Klassen and Sam Blake, who both joined the club this year, and so obviously were aware that we were struggling, and they won the seniors and reserves best and fairest, and they are going to continue. All the players that played this year have said that they're going to continue, and so really gives us a foundation. Like, as a club, though, we are very aware that we were a long way away from competitive, and so there have been a number of announcements, and still are a few announcements to go about players that will be joining our club. And so studies look very positive for next year.
No, and it is terrific that that is happening. And I suppose it's the hard work of all the people around the club. And I know you're an extremely hard worker around there, but I'm just looking on your Facebook page with old Chris Percy Purchard and Wobbler Dunstan and all these guys, Leslie Gunn Jr., Charles Charlie Moore, all these people that actually formulate part of your football club. Now, they'd be excited about all that because you just to get a competitive team on the ground, that's what they would love.
Yeah, well, that's exactly right. Like, and they certainly, well, they love the club. They were there this year and sort of getting around players after the games and sort of making sure that everyone was, you know, okay. But certainly, I think, like everyone, they are looking forward to us being much more competitive next year.
Let's turn our attention now to the Coastal Carnivals, and I suppose it was a tough gig last year, but you got through it, and it was a relatively successful period of time for you with the Christmas Carnivals. How are things going at the moment? We still have this little bit of uncertainty about the stretch of water and COVID and all those sorts of things. I guess now with Victoria coming out of lockdown and some of the other states looking good with their vaccination rates and Tasmania allowing a bit of a free flow through December 15, you'll see some real ramp up from here on in.
Yeah, fingers crossed. We will have a much better, the opportunity to have many more carnivals. Unfortunately, last year, obviously, La Trobe and Devonport didn't go ahead. Bernie battled on and put on a quality carnival. But hopefully this year there's a little bit more certainty with the borders planning to be open on December the 15th, that when the series really kicks off and gets going after Christmas, that we can get the spectators and the competitors there to have a fantastic carnival series.
Yeah, look, and we really want the carnival series to continue. How's the Rosebery Carnival looking? I know you have a major input into the Rosebery Carnival, so that's going to happen up and running again for this year.
Yes, certainly is. The big if at the moment is the Rosebery Oval, which of course with the rain we're getting is very wet, but the council assures me, well, they tried during the week and got the tractor bogged, I think, but they continued trying to get the oval up to the best standard it could. The committee is really keen this year to have a ladies' gift as well as the men's gift, and so hoping to get some interest in that. I know that there's going to be a full chopping program and, again, full bike riding, so, organisation for the carnivals in full swing.
That's fantastic. We can get a push bike bog down there at the moment. We knew it's been a tough time for everyone, all this rain, but hopefully it'll just disappear, and then that Rosebery ground when it's up and running, it's just a brilliant little ground. So all the best for not only the Christmas carnivals but also the continued announcements that you're having with the Rosebery Toorak Football Club. You work very, very hard, I know, in the background to make these things happen. Duncan, you're a hard worker, and I know that the people down there and all around the northwest coast, in actual fact, appreciate what you do, and thanks for coming on the Sideline View.
No, thanks very much, Michael. Thanks for your call.